Today is Monday, January 18th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we're going to start off today with a little bit of a voicemail that we got. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. How about it?
Hey, Adam, this is Gary in Portland.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, you have a, since you're a people pleaser, I'm going to lay this on you. You have a responsibility to Melissa Witt to help solve that murder. So get with it, buddy. Get with it. Bye.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to, I don't know, find all of the documents about it and really dig in and go for a road trip down to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and interview people? And what do you want me to quit my day job and just devote everything? Yes, I'm a people pleaser, but I'm a live people pleaser. So once you're dead, I don't think I really have any sort of requirement to please you. I think my people pleaserness ends where your life ends. If you're alive, yes, I want to please you. If you're dead, not so much. I don't really care. But I really do appreciate your call, Gary. Thank you for calling. But I'm not going to solve her murder. If people want to keep calling, I guess we'll find it very interesting. But I'm not going to. I have no obligation to call these people and tell them, hey, this is a podcast, not the, although I could leave a message on there that says, by the way, this is not the Melissa Witt or Missy Witt helpline. But then we wouldn't get that wonderful content that we're getting. At some point, somebody's going to actually tell us some clues or some actual information. So thank you for your call. So over the weekend, we had a weekend, as we do, and over the weekend, a few things happened. So Saturday morning, we were supposed to go and start playing Pokemon, but first, I had to weigh myself, because Saturday was the day. That was the crucial day that I was getting weighed. And so I got up, did my bowel evacuation and my peeing and all the stuff that you have to do before you weigh yourself. I got completely naked and I stepped on the scale. Oh my gosh. I weighed more than I've ever weighed that I know of in my entire life. Now, I had been on a diet for a week, which means I could have weighed even more before that. But to my knowledge, that's the most I've ever weighed knowingly, stepping on a scale. It's horrible. I'm not giving you guys a number, but I don't like it. I don't like it one bit, and I'm going to do something about it. So I did that, and then I was supposed to. So Mark had a haircut in Bentonville, and then we had Pokemon Community Day, and normally we play that at home. Before all the quarantining and COVID and everything, Pokemon was really a game that you needed to play outdoors in a park or at a shopping mall, any place where people congregate, basically. Tourist attractions, basically. And when COVID happened and all the quarantine happened, they made some changes to the app so it was easier to play at home. So normally we would just play at home even for Community Day, but Mark wanted to play in Bentonville for some reason. But his haircut was also in Bentonville. That's about 25 to 30 minutes from our house. And so I didn't want to get up super early, and his haircut was at 9:30. And I know for some of you that's not super early. There's a podcast, an NPR podcast, or a Marketplace podcast I listen to, and the host, Kai Rizdahl, was saying he got up around 4:45 in the morning. But not me. That is too early. Especially on a Saturday. So I told him, okay, you go ahead and get up and go to your haircut, and then I will leave the house around 10:30, and I'll meet you in Bentonville. It doesn't hurt to have two cars up there. I mean, why not? And so he went and got his haircut, and then about 10:20, I was going to leave at 10:30. And about 10:20, Mark runs through the door and says, I've got to go shower. I'll tell you in a minute. That's it. He's like, I don't have time to talk. I'm like, why are you here? I don't have time to talk. I got to go shower. And so here I am thinking, okay, what would I have had to have happened in order to need to go take a shower? Because he had already showered in the morning before he went to get his hair cut. And the goal was we were going to meet at Bentonville Square. And I'm like, why did he show up? Why is he taking a shower? So I thought to myself, oh, this must be one of those big fatty short story situations where I guess he was, you know, hopefully he wasn't in the salon chair and sharted. That would be horrible. But I was thinking, oh my gosh, he must have sharted. Like he was driving around Bentonville Square or something, playing Pokemon, waiting on me. And he sharted. And so he had to come home. And all of this evidence was building to really come to that conclusion. I mean, he immediately got in the shower. He tore off all of his clothes and put it in the washing machine immediately. I didn't watch him, but he had told me that he was doing these things. I was on the couch watching West Wing, so I didn't really investigate. But I was thinking all this to myself. He put his clothes in the laundry. He immediately got in the shower. He got out of the shower, got dressed into completely different clothes, and then he got the Windex bottle and the paper towels, and he went out to his car. He said, I've got to wipe down the car as well. And he still had not told me why this was, like why he was doing everything that he was doing. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, this is a big fatty shark story, for sure. I'm going to have him call in to Big Fatty online and give him a short story. And so finally he finishes doing all this stuff and he comes and sits down on the couch and I say, okay, why? What are you doing? Did you poop yourself? Did you have diarrhea? And he said, no, how dare you? How could you think such a thing? And I said, well, there's a whole segment on Big Fatty's show where people call in and talk about sharting when they're driving their car. And I had to explain it to him, like, you know, that's when you fart, you think it's going to be a fart, but something comes out. And he made this face like he was indignant, like how would you ever think a thing like that would happen to me? And I said, trust me, you're still kind of young, but as you get older, you're going to experience that at some point in your life if you haven't already. He said, I haven't. I was like, okay, well, you're going to at some point. Anyway, what happened to him was he was in the chair getting his haircut from his salon person, his stylist, and she reveals the fact that her daughter, around Christmas time, had tested positive for COVID and that her daughter lives with her. And so it freaked Mark out. Now, the stylist had said, now, she quarantined, I quarantined. She said, we made her stay upstairs. We all stayed downstairs. She said, and I couldn't come back and work at the salon until I got a COVID test and it was negative. And she said, I got a COVID test. It's negative. Everything's fine. But Mark got so freaked out that he ran home immediately, didn't pass go, didn't collect $200, and did all that showering and everything. So it was not a sharp. So anyway, that happened. We went and played Pokemon. We ate barbecue for lunch in the car because obviously we're not going to eat in the restaurant. And then Saturday night was pretty relaxing. We just came home and we came up to the media room, the new media room, and we watched Big Bang Theory because... man, I'm sleepy. Why not, you know? And anyway, so we did that. And Sunday was grocery shopping and chores day. So I thought, you know what? We'll go to the grocery store Sunday morning because normally we go in the afternoon and we're trying to find a time when it's less crowded. But it seems like it's crowded no matter what time of the day. And we do our grocery shopping at Walmart. And mainly because I get a discount at Walmart, but also I know some people have really crappy Walmarts in their area. But in Arkansas, we have really good Walmarts, especially in this area, because this is the Walmart home office. And so these are the ones that always get inspected by the high-up people in the company. So they always have to keep them really nice. And so we have nice Walmarts here. So I get a discount and they're nice, so we shop there. We don't use the curbside because I don't get my discount if we do curbside. I only get my discount if we go in the store. So I thought it was going to be much better because we went in the morning, because normally I thought people shop after church. Well, it was still so busy. I was so irritated by the time we got done. It was so busy. But we got it done, came home, ate lunch, and then it was time to take down all the Christmas decorations. So it was so much work, you guys. I don't know. We had two Christmas trees this year. And they're not, Christmas trees are not easy to get back in the box. I mean, you have to, because you've done all this work to fluff them and make them look natural. And then when you want to put them back in the box, you have to smush everything back down. So I spent so much time smushing, cramming in a box. And we had to take down all the knickknacks. And then I had garland around the poles on the outside. It took about 5 hours for us to take down all the Christmas stuff. It was a nightmare. And then last night we just relaxed because I was so tired from taking down the Christmas stuff. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.